Now you can look the word up again and again, but the dictionary doesn't know the meaning of friends. And if you ask me, you know I couldn't be much help, because a friend's somebody you judge for yourself. Some are okay and they treat you real cool, and some mistake your kindness for being the fool. We like to be with some because they're funny. Others come around when they need some money. Some you grew up with around the way, and you're still real close to this very day. Homeboys through the summer, winter, spring, and fall. And then there's some we wish we never knew at all. And this list goes on again and again, but these are the people that we call friends. When we first went out together, we barely knew each other. We had no intentions on becoming lovers, but in no time at all, you became my girl. Me and you, one-on-one against the world. Talking on the telephone for hours at a time, and else I was at your house, or you was at mine. And then came the arguments and all kinds of problems. Besides making love, we had nothing in common. It could have lasted longer, because it started out strong, but I guess we went about the whole thing wrong. It's out of nowhere, it just came to an end, because we became lovers before we were friends.
Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, ones they can depend on. Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, before we go any further, let's be friends. So tight, you took her out with you and your guy one night. She even had a set of keys to your home, and you shared mostly everything you own. But as she shook your hand, she stole your man, and it was done so sweet, it had to be a plan. Couldn't trust her with cheese, let alone your keys. With friends like that, you don't need enemies. You wonder how-
Friends by Houdini. What's going on, everybody? This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Tuesday. Today's Tuesday, May the 7th. Today's topic is going to be about friends. That was old Houdini. Yeah, you know, that's old school. That's a little bit further back than some of y'all. But hey, I told you before that some of the music back in the day, it told stories. It told you about life experiences and stuff like that. And it taught us a lot dealing with, you know, day-to-day living and dealing with people, interactions, different experiences, and so forth and so on. Let me tell you something. You know, it's good to have people that you can rely on, that you could call your friend, that could be there for you through thick and thin or whatever. It is even good to have family that way too as well. But I'm going to tell you something. It's a lot of different people that you call your friend and you know that they, you know, they'll smile in your face and pretend to be more than, you know, to pretend to be there for you, but when they really are not, they'll see that you are doing things and that will be your downfall on certain stuff that's in life, and they won't correct you. A friend is something is very far and fetch in between. Don't get me wrong, I've talked about this before, and I just see a lot of different stuff, a lot of backstabbing on social media, where so many different people pretend to be friends with one another and pretend to be there for each other and saying they love and that's their homeboy and so forth and so on, and they really just be backstabbing each other, you know, doubling back on them on their girlfriends or people that they're talking to, snitching, you know, on the down low and claiming like that they're there for that person. When they see their children doing something, you know what I'm saying? Like, they'll sit back and they won't say nothing to the children. Back in the day, like, when you see somebody, when your friends or people, family members, your children doing things or whatever, you corrected them, you know? And the parents, they didn't, you know, get upset with you about you correcting them, because they didn't know, you know, they didn't want the children to get in trouble, and they didn't want to be embarrassed to family and so forth and so on. So it's like crazy. Things have really switched backwards. It's like it doesn't make any sense. And it's not like we're not evolving to the next level. We're just, to me, it's like we're regressing a whole lot. And maybe it's not, maybe it's just like that in the Black culture. And maybe it's just the people that I'm around and so forth and so on. And, you know, people that I know, I try to stand to correct them. And, listen, I love to be corrected because I want to learn from my mistakes and stuff like that and bad decisions that I'm making. So it won't, I won't have so much of a struggle or a strive in order to try to get through things in life or whatever. People don't realize that a lot of times, when you are not approachable to be corrected, then it's like people misjudge you and make it seem as if, you know, I guess they make it seem as if you just like I said, that you're unapproachable and stuff like that. And that's how I think I get stereotyped with. Maybe it's because the way that I look, or maybe, you know, the look on my face and stuff like that. And, you know, and I'm just like straightforward, but I'd rather for somebody to come and correct me before I make a bad decision, or tell me about something before I make a bad decision. They see that I'm doing something wrong. You know, it is all the way how you say something to somebody too as well. But me, myself, like, I could be vulgar and I could be direct, but I'd rather for people to be straight up with me. What do y'all think? What do you think? You think you rather for people to be straight up with you, or you like for people to, you know, beat around the bush? Just be straightforward. That's my way of taking it. You know what I'm saying? If you're gonna be a friend to me, you're gonna be a friend to me. You're gonna be a friend to me that's straightforward and that's gonna be there and gonna correct me when I'm wrong. Some people don't want to be corrected and they get upset. I was talking to a friend of mine a few days ago. They were saying, like, this person was, me and them was discussing this person in their situation because they needed some help. And the thing was, the person was like, hey, the reason why they don't really come to you and say anything is because they don't want to hear what you got to say. They don't want to be corrected, or, you know, in that nature. Like, I'm thinking in my mind, like, hey, listen, if you don't want to hear what I got to say and when I'm correcting you, then don't come ask for my fucking help. Like, it's a lot of different people don't think about these whole big pictures of certain things. And the person that's needed help, or that's a friend or not a friend or whatever the case might be, whatever situation that you're in, I don't think that they think about the point that, hey, I'm not telling you these things to make you feel as if you're down. I'm telling you these things because I want you to do better. And a lot of us in the Black community, we don't like to be corrected. You know, a friend is something that is very much needed. We need more friends, more straight up people, not people that just saying they friends and just because it sounds good, or people that maybe could go drinking with their friends and maybe partying and stuff like that. That's, you know, that's people that you communicate with and stuff like that. But a friend is being a shoulder to cry on, or somebody to listen to your thoughts and your opinions about certain stuff. I was talking to one of my cousins the other day about businesses and stuff like that. And it kind of like made me feel a certain type of way. That's one of the reasons why I don't really talk to them about stuff to try to make things better for them. Because the simple fact is, they take it as a grain of salt. And I'm not saying that they always have to attach themselves onto some things or the thought process that I'm thinking about. But if you're thinking about something and try to do something for you better for yourself, then why not? It's okay for me. It's okay for you to receive the encouragement in order for you to be able to tap in onto something that you are thinking about doing. You know, a lot of different people don't think about those type of things, you know, and it's crazy that it's that way. But we need to really get out of that mindset of thinking that being a friend means that, hey, I'm smiling and I call to check on you from time to time. You know, being able to listen to me, be able to reason with me within when I make bad decisions and stuff like that, or being able to correct me, you know, and so forth and so on. A lot of times we pick out these people that say that they are friends, and they've been told us, they've been gave us red flags, just like as if you were in a relationship or trying to get in a relationship. You already know how that person is with other people, but then yet and still you'll trust that person and you call that person your friend and they done gave you so many different red flags. What makes you think that they're not going to be any way different with you than they was with the other people that they're causing pain to? That's just something for you guys to think about. There's nothing wrong with people having friends. And by all means, we need that. And I would love to have, a girl or female that is just like a best of friend that I could talk to about, you know, good times, bad times within, you know, and stuff like that. Or just day-to-day living or business ideas and so forth and so on. But people, they say they have that mindset of that like-minded position, but it's always something. Like, people tap onto the point of feeling like, hey, I better talk to her because then I could be able to get something out of her. Like, not within the point of just saying, hey, I want to be, you know, reason with you and just be your friend. It's crazy that it's like that, and you have to be guarded within that situation. And I myself don't like to just like be always looking on my shoulder and wondering if somebody's going to do something to me to cause harm. And that's a phobia, because I grew up with the point every time you turn around, people backstab you. They'll talk about you and pretend like they're your friend and be like, well, damn. You know, I thought we was cool, you know, or whatever the case may be. And you could have told me this and instead of me hearing it from somebody else or whatever, so forth and so on. I can remember, and I always bring this up, a different experience in my life. With my first marriage or whatever the case may be, some of the people that I grew up with, and I was young and naive and stuff like that. And they knew the guy that I was married to was just a complete whore or whatever the case may be. Instead of them saying like, hey, listen, you know, he's no good and stuff like that, all because he was popular or people, you know, knew him or whatever the case may be, this is what they did. They was like smile, and then like whenever tragedy happened or I was hurt, they didn't look at it to the point of saying, like, didn't stand to be corrected, all because they knew that person. You know, that's not even being like a true friend to me. If you're a friend to me, just because you know somebody or whatever the case might be, I feel like it's best for you to do the right thing instead of just siding with people because you know that person. You know, that's being a true friend, even if the point of different situations. A lot of guys go through that when they get in trouble, when going to court and stuff like that, we grow up, especially it's really sad in the black community, because a lot of people, you know, get upset because that person snitched on them or didn't snitch on them or whatever the case may be. And it was like, that, I thought that dude was my friend, you know what I'm saying? I thought he was going to be 10 toes down for me, or whatever the case may be. Whenever this person was like, hey, I don't want to have nothing to do with the point that you don't want to rob the bank. And you want to, and I saw you robbing the bank, but yet and still, you want me to pretend like I didn't see you? It's crazy within that situation or whatever the case might be, because I don't think people think about the point that even if I saw you and I didn't tell it, or whatever the case may be, there's still going to be on the back of my mind and my conscience to say, well, listen, I still got an answer to the universe of different things that I do. So I'm supposed to just take that, because the simple fact is, for within the point, okay, I didn't tell like the local authorities about the situation, but I don't realize that, hey, I'm taking this type of energy back home to my family and I'm dealing with this and I'm within myself, and I didn't tell on you because the simple fact is, you're supposed to be my homeboy. Like, there's so many different things that we don't think about, that we don't make good decisions about because the simple fact is, you know somebody or you feel like they were your homeboy, so forth and so on, or being a friend. Or being a friend is telling that person, hey, listen, don't go rob that bank. Man, whatever it is that you got to do, we can work together and try to make it in order for you to get it. You know? Or, you know, vice versa. Whatever the case may be, whatever you're going through. A lot of us in the black community, this is what we do. We do these type of things and then look all crazy upside one another head or whatever whenever things don't go the way it's planned, because we don't think about the point of the destruction of it. We don't think about the whole destruction of it. Say, case in point, people shooting and they got Crips and Bloods and different side sets and all this other crazy crap in the neighborhood. But we don't think about the point that as soon as one of somebody done shot one of somebody else's child or whatever in the neighborhood, then we upset, and we upset with everybody that's around within the situation when we was okay with the person just being disrupted. I don't know. It's like, but then people look at it to the point, hey, you can't come and, correct some people because they get upset about it. And they do. It's like, damn if you don't and damn if you do. I at this point in life, I really don't know no more, because it's like, you want to do the right thing and you want to say the right thing. And that's what me, I keep myself guarded. And I hate that I'm like that, because I don't trust anybody. Because people could be one way one minute, and then the next they could be just like the change of the wind and do something else totally different when it comes down to stuff or whatever. And we don't think about those type of things, you know, that we people act off of their adjustment and what's comfortable for them. Now, it's very seldom that you find people that are just grounded and say, hey, listen, I'm going to do the right thing because I don't want to have to deal with the repercussions later on. Or whatever the case may be. I'm the type of person of that nature. I'd rather just say, hey, listen, you know, I don't want to deal with that. Or whatever the case may be. So, you know, you take that somewhere else. Then people look at me as like, hey, listen, she's acting stuck up and bougie. It's not that. It's just that, hey, listen, I got to not only answer to whoever that you are destroying. But I'm thinking about the point that, hey, listen, you remember you didn't say nothing. And you knew what was going on. You know, and I learned that from the point of being in a relationship with somebody, because life teaches you. Being in a relationship with somebody so long and thinking that they could be there for you, but at the next point, they're always doing some slick and sly stuff or whatever. Then whenever shit hit the fan, then that person want to look all crazy because you already felt something a certain type of way. Then you thought these people over here were your friend and they knew what was going on. But on the inside, they're laughing. They're laughing. They're glad that you, that you're hurting. They're glad that, hey, well, at least they ain't in no relationship no more. At least they ain't doing something and so forth. And I seen that the other day, like it was unfolding on social media where these people were, you know, this couple was going back and forth within the situation. And, you know, when you don't know the whole truth, you tend to take sides about certain things or whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? All these people that claim to be friends and stuff like that, they was laughing and carrying on about the situation. I think it's a song was saying, like, you know, remember back in the day when people used to be, I think Betty Wright sang that song, like, people used to, whenever people were fussing and fighting and breaking up, people used to be, like, encouraging people to try to work them things out. Nowadays, people be like, man, leave this person. Man, leave that person. That person ain't there for you. They ain't none of your friends. She ain't good. They ain't none of your homeboy. He ain't no good. He'll try to talk to your lady. You know, like, you see so many different red flags with people because of their actions and how they treat other people. I want to be around people that is solid and that is understanding and that's going to correct me when I'm wrong and to encourage me in order for me to do better. You know, and who wouldn't want that or whatever? Because I want to do that. I want to do that to people, but not all the time people want to do that to me. So with that being said, like, you know, how do you feel like when you want to encourage people in order to do better for themselves, but they don't take your encouragement, they take it as a threat. And you shouldn't take that doing the right thing as a threat. You know, you shouldn't take doing the right thing as a threat. That's very imperative that we think about these type of things. You know, somebody gets sick and they're on their deathbed, or somebody's going through something or whatever. Is you going to give that person an encouraging word, or are you going to be there for them, or what is it? You're going to call them. Hey, is there anything that I can do in order to try to make things a little bit better for you or make things a little bit easier? Do we still have those type of conversations? Do people still do these type of things? And I'm pretty sure that they do. And I see it on TV and stuff, but like in real life, I never see this type of stuff. I never see it. I really don't. I don't even really see that much more into, I take that back. The only time I see that is into like some of the white culture, white people and stuff like that. Mexicans do that, but black people, more they ain't gonna call you and tell you if you need something. You could be sick or whatever the case may be within the situation. And knowing that you're going through something, then people, all they're going to do is just sit up and talk about, what, I wonder what that person got. You know, just like being a friend to that person or whatever, encouragement. a friend of mine was going through something the other day, and I was like, you know, I tapped in on him, and I was telling him, hey, listen, you're trying to give him encouragement in order for that person to do better, because just like I know, I understand that people don't like to be corrected when they're doing wrong when it comes down to certain things. And his situation was that he's a diabetic, and I'm borderline diabetic, and I've realized that I can't eat a whole bunch of sugar and different stuff or whatever. But as a friend, you know, he was like, hey, I'm doing smoothies. Just because you're doing smoothie doesn't mean that the smoothies that you're doing are the right smoothies, because he was doing like blueberries and cranberries and so, you know, stuff that had a lot of sweetened stuff in it. And I said, hey, listen, you got to think about this. Natural sugar is a little bit worse than artificial sugar sometimes. He was like, I never thought that, because the simple fact, natural is natural. I said, but when we get to the point that our bodies has broken down to a certain state or whatever, then we have to adjust to whatever state that it is by not putting no type of sugar in our bodies within that. And I was like, wow. And me just saying that or whatever. And I said, well, hey, that was like confirmation for myself, me telling him that. And then like he was saying, I didn't know that. He said, I'm glad that you, you know, tapped in and was concerned about the situation, because there's so many different people that are struggling with stuff. And a lot of times they're not only struggling with these ailments that they have going, they're dealing with a lot of mental and emotional stuff that they're trauma that they have been through that they're not dealing with. And a lot of times when we're not dealing with these type of things, there comes the high blood pressure, the diabetes, so forth and so on. You know, there's just so many different things. Like, you still want good, genuine people around you, people that can be your friend, people that can correct you or encourage you or call you when you're sick or when you're down and out or whatever. You know, I can remember back in the day when I was out in the lifestyle partying and stuff like that, and it was this guy, he was a young guy, and we had a party or something at the house one night, and we were just talking about a lot of trauma or whatever, and mostly women or whatever, but it was a couple of guys that were there, and he was going through the point about sexual abuse and stuff like that. He was like, you know, I really appreciate you inviting me over, or whatever the case may be. I said, hey, that's fine. You know, we all family. We all get along. It doesn't matter. You know, blood, you know, doesn't really mean anything. As long as you can just be right within the situation. And everybody was talking about their stories and stuff and trauma that they were going through. I said, honey, this is a safe place. So the guy, he had got around to a couple of people, and they were talking, and they were just saying about the sexual abuse. And he was telling me about the reason why he decided to be with men is because of some fact he was sexually assaulted or whatever the case may be. He said it was a friend of his. He thought that was his friend or whatever, but it was like the guy was grooming him within the situation, and one thing led to another, and that's how he came out to be who he is or whatever. He said, unfortunately, he had got to the point that he found out, and he was young. He was really young. I think he was like 16, going on 17. He found out, he's like, his family always disowned him about the situation, but they knew the guy was the way that he was, and he was like a pedophile and, you know, grooming kids of a young age and stuff like that. And the young boy was like, hey, he wound up to the point he had got really sick, and he had to go to the doctor, and they found out that he had AIDS. And everybody was just like, wow, you know. And you don't want to make people feel like they're out of place or they're not worthy because of their trauma, because you never know what another person has gone through or what another person, how they endured certain things. A lot of people just stand off from people and not want to interact with people because they don't understand their struggle. They don't understand their trauma. They don't understand what they have went through or whatever. So with that point, it got to the point that he started coming over more and more and was like, hey, man, you know, we're friends. This is what it was or whatever. He was so glad that he said, because he felt like that that's all he do is drink and stuff in order to try to numb himself of the different things that he had went through, not just with the point of the decision that was made, but how he was groomed into the point of, you know, being with men and the sexual preferences and so forth and so on. Like, it's okay to be friends with people. It's okay to correct people, and it's okay to understand people from their perspective and their experiences. Because I'm going to tell you something, in life, you're going to come across to the point, either you or somebody that you know that is close to you, that's going to have that same type of experience or an experience that's somewhat like that, where they need somebody to be a friend to them. Like, it's okay to be friends to people. It's okay to understand people and to be there for one another. A lot of us, we don't want to do that because we want to misjudge each other by what other people have told us and different things that we, you know, these bad stories and so forth and so on. Just being a friend to people, not be backbiting us, backstabbing one another. You know what I'm saying? You know, baby mamas and baby daddies drama and stuff like that. Sometimes, like, if you was a friend as a guy and you know that your friend's baby mama is going through something and she's doing stuff to try to get back at the baby daddy, you know, the best thing to do is just, like, try to stay off. Hey, stand off. I don't want to get into that. You know, y'all need to sit down and talk. That's the type of thing that that's the type of encouragement that I would give somebody when they get to the point of something like that. Because you don't want to be able to absorb that same pain or absorb that same trauma that these people are putting off. It got to stop somewhere. And where it stopped, it should stop at. It shouldn't even be happening. But you can allow it to stop at you by saying, hey, listen, I want y'all to do better. Y'all have children together or whatever, you know, you should be able to co-parent and not add more people into the situation within the situation. And besides, think about it. This is my homeboy. I shouldn't be trying to talk to you. Not on that level anyway or whatever. There's other women and other men out here in the world. Go talk to them. Don't talk to me or come and try to make conflict with me, you know. Some women going to sit up and say, oh, he don't like women anyway, or vice versa. Some men will say the same thing or whatever because they don't want to be standing to be corrected. And a lot of times we need to, as good, loyal people that have morals and stuff like that, is to correct people when they're wrong right there, then and there. Don't wait till later. Don't wait till down the line and then say, well, you know, I didn't say nothing then because I didn't know how you was going to feel. Who cares how that person is going to feel, especially when you are standing on what is right. And it's okay for you to do what is right. We done become so comfortable in doing things that is wrong until it has become a norm, you know. And we need to get out of that. We don't need to make things normal to the point of causing pain. What does it make any sense to be normal, to be causing pain to somebody else? Is it normal to be causing pain to yourself? You got to lie about something and to carry that lie to one lie to the next lie and so forth and so on. And, you know, eventually you're going to get to the point you don't tell the whole damn story. And a lot of people don't think about these type of things because the simple fact is they are so accustomed to doing the wrong things. It's time for us to do the right things by being good friends, good people, have good morals, and so forth and so on. And I'm not saying that everybody's going to be right and do the right thing all the time, but at least being able to understand that, hey, listen, where the trauma starts and where the trauma should end. And it should end with you because, listen, you want to be a good friend. You want to be able to correct your friends when they're wrong. You want to be able to encourage them when they need encouragement. You just want to be a good friend. What do you think? This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Tuesday, May the 7th, talking to you about friends. Are you a good friend? Y'all have a good night.
How long it was all going on and you're still not sure if your Gladys gone. You say, well, if she took him, he was never mine. But deep inside, you know that's just another lie. And now you're kind of cold towards people you meet. Of course, it's something that was done to you by some creep. But nevertheless, I'll say it again, that these are the people that we call friends. Friends.